भारदान कृष्ण के लिए है एंड दे वेंट टू आफ्टर दे वेंट टू नारायण नाउ दे हैव फुलफिल्ड सो केम इन देयर जय विजय एंड बिगन In this way, in third Janma, they were liberated. Here, third beatitude. Prahlad Maharaj. His father and mother both were demons. A struggle between father and son began. Father told Myself is Supreme God. No Supreme God, nothing. I am so monarch. And son telling that you are not monarch. Krishna is monarch. So, struggle came. So, killing Shishupal killing Shishupal he
Yudhishthir Maharaj.
After long time, he killed Dantavakra. In the meantime,
Yudhishthir Maharaj.
Yudhishthir.
In the meantime, Prahlad Maharaj came in this world by demon, but not demon. So he was fired. So how he killed and what is the
teachings,
Leela of Prahlad Maharaj today we will see. So, Rasananda can begin from Prahlad Maharaj.
Okay. Five minutes means 20 minutes.
5 minutes of Lord Brahma. 200 minutes.
Om Vajjayasthiram Dhasya Gyanarjana Salakaya Chatur Vilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Gurave Gaura Chandra राधिकाय सदा कृष्णाय कृष्णप्रस्ताय
ফ্যান চাই কি চাই না, ফ্যান লাগবে কি
চাই।
Desire, good desire, is a mercy of Nara. Another way, Vyavatijas. Why this Hiranyakasipu had desire, had manifested Vyavatijas? So Vishwanath Chakravarti explained, if some devotee became angry to me, upset to me, then our heart making this Vyavatijas. Now, already you heard from Gurudev, where this Chatusar, you know, this is the Brahma's Manasaputra. They are Brahmajnani. But Brahma is very upset. He thinks, I get birth this child to become Krishna Bhakta. But that is Brahmajnani. So the desire of Narayana, one day this Chatusar is the case, you have heard how this Jaya Vijaya struck this way, how they have become angry, and he gets cursed. He go to demonic life. So yes, here is the sign. If some devotee becomes angry to you, upset to you, then your heart becomes bad desire. So then is the Hiranyakasipu. But what is the meaning of Hiranyakasipu? And Hiranyaka. Hiranyakasipu is the Hiranyaka means gold. Kasipu means the bay. This meaning is the Hiranyaka, if some disciple, any devotee angry to you, then your heart becomes bad desire. This material desire. If some devotee becomes angry to you. So his name is the, what is the Hiranyakasipu? Hiranyaka meaning gold, Kasipu means the bay. This heart becomes bad desire. If some devotee pleases to you, then what manifests in your heart? Prakrala. But what is the meaning of Prahlad? Prahlad meaning is the Prakrishadarupma heart, meaning completely blissful, completely is the happiness. If some devotee becomes happy to you, pleased to you, then your heart becomes this good desire and becomes the Prahlad. Now here, one side is the Prahlad Maharaj, now one side is the Hiranyakasipu. Now there are five. You know, where this Hiranyakasipu will be great yesterday Brahma, and Brahma will be pleased to me. Now there is one benediction. Now he thought you are, I want immortal. But I cannot give you. Why I am himself not immortal? How possible I get to this benediction? You can ask another benediction. Now you are known, he asks so many benediction. I cannot die in day, in night, in heaven, in earth, inside your house, outside your house, any month, I can become any god. Then Brahma gave every kind of benediction. After you know how Hiranyakasipu is the case, and he so much troubles, so many, you know, so many disturbances were, then all demigods, they are going to Brahma and pray, tell to Brahma, they are go to Khir Samudra and they are pray to Narayana. How Narayana is told, yes, then I can appeal to everybody. This is the fourth situation. Where somebody give problem to cow, when somebody gets problem to some devotee, and when somebody give problem to all the planet, then I can appeal to everybody. Now, this Hiranyakasipu son became Prahlad Maharaj, where he should try to get trouble to Prahlad, then I can appear. Now Prahlad Maharaj took birth. You are known, he is the Prahlad. Already, see, he is the gifted in instruction from the Narada Rishi. Now he is the very intelligent. So now Hiranyakasipu thinks, when somebody, bhakti is becoming somebody, all kinds of good quality comes to this devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, all kinds of good quality, this heart. So Hiranyakasipu will think, one day I can get this kingdom, this Prahlad Maharaj. So he sent to Prahlad Maharaj this Gurudev. But who is this Gurudev? This Gurudev name is the Sandha Amar. Sandha meaning, who is the bull. Amar meaning the monkey. This meaning is the, now Prahlad, this Sandha and Amarga, they are going to give him teaching of Krishna Bhakti. Only they are trying to give dharma, artha, kama, bhakti. This is the, how can we get this Indra-rasin? This is the some material only teaching. Here give lesson, if somebody teacher, they don't give to us any Krishna bhakti, you know, this teacher is like this bull and monkey is there. They are not a teacher. Now, when this Sandhana Amaravyati, I gave very good lesson, maybe he learned something. What did Hiranyakashipu? He asked to Prahlad, Hello Prahlad, what is Gurudev get peace with you? Now he thinking, my Gurudev got Sandhana, my Gurudev is Narada. What he learned from King Narada, now he get this, you know, get answer. This answer is the
तत्साधुमने
सुरवर्य देहिनां सदा समुद्विग्नं या असत्कृत् एतात्मपातं गृहान्तरूपं बलं गतजात् हरिमाश्रये बलने पिताजी तत्साधुमने अयक्ति दिस इज ओके हरिज ओके हे असुरवर्य This material person always they are suffering. Always they are suffering. But why? But so they are suffering, they have attachment in this material world. Who is he? After some death ray, so their attachment is there. They are the love of affection. Who is the person himself is suffering in this material world? If I try get some peaceful to there, how is the possible? Never. So Pita, if somebody wants peaceful and happiness, they are completely all kind of desire in the left and cut, all kind of this material desire in the cut, and they are to pray to love to Krishna. Then he becomes happy. And this material world is a real life like one dark whale. Whale of dark. So when he tells this thing, now it's a very blood. My son is the only 5 year age. How he telling to bhajan to Krishna? He is my enemy. He become very angry. And tell Sandhya Murukha, I told he teach my son, why he became king? What he can teach to my son? But you are not getting mistakes and bad mistakes. Always like they try to get this good mistakes and you are going to teach this thing. Then your BKR will some Vaishnava came and disturbed his mind. Now again he sent to Prahlad Maharaj. Now when Sandhya Murukha thinks, already you teach to the nice thing, maybe the perfect. When he asks, then get to Sir, Blessed Ravaram, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Arjanam, Bandhanam, Dasya, सार्पित विष्णु भक्ति से नवलक्षणा क्रियते भगवत अर्था तन्मने भीतमूतम फादर दिस इज द गुड स्टेट सर उत्तम विद्या
मन स्वभाव उत्तम बन जाता है एवरीथिंग मन स्वभाव और कीर्तन श्रद्धा देखा आरंभ
होता है आत्म स्वभाव पर कृष्णा Then you follow the
details of
nine categories. If you want to listen to something, only to listen to Krishna Katha. If you want to return to something, only to Krishna Katha. Okay. Okay, Hare Krishna. My happy to finish it before you can get
it now. Wonderful.
Okay.
Om Gyanati Midam Thassa He thought he could not come up or not go
down. The legs are so sharply, they bound to pull me down. What shall I do now? Head is up, head is down, and we have problem that mouse is there, we can problem making problem. In the meantime, you saw, when you must jump, when you jump inside that well, another branch has to be high. And you are tilted, and some drop of honey is coming down, just passing through his nose, just about to touch. Seeing this, he could not check his grief. Oh, so nice honey. He forgot that death is up, death is down, red cutting the branches, then took his tongue, taking one after another. Oh, so sweet honey, so sweet honey. So he tested. So what is the tiger? What is red? What is honey? What previous acharyas are telling, tiger is personified death. You want or not, you must have to accept the death. Today, tomorrow, none can say that tomorrow is alive. And what is a snake? Snake is problem in this world. Suppose you have a job or any business. You enter the office and there is a fighting with your boss and he gets very disturbed. When you came back, the small kid, dad, have a candy please and granny. He forgot completely your problem, what happened. He's honey. What is his material happiness, momentary happiness? For this, you are doing all these things, forgot what to do, what not to do. So hearing this, that have to give up this, if you want to be happy, have to give up this material world and have to do bhajan in Vrindavan, Navadvipdham, Jagannath Puri. If not possible, physically, be initiated by Gurudev, Gurudev, and do bhajan in mind also being in Vrindavan. Then he said, oh, this is merely a boy, he sent him back to school. So Prahlad Maharaj learning with all other Gurukuli boys, Sanda and Amarga. Sanda means bull, and Amarga means orca means sun, and Om means no. Where there is no sun, means there is no light, means Krishna is made light, has no discussion about Krishna, Krishna Bhakti or his devotee, called Amarga. What they can teach you? So they are teaching the Gurukuli boys. Oh, listen carefully. Euro is euro. Euro is euro. If you have a lot of euro, you are a big hero. Euro is euro. If you have euro, then you are in only euro. Euro is euro. We have no euro. You are a zero. Zero, zero, zero. Again, Hiranyakashipu call him back, then again and asking, oh Prahlad, what we have learned from Gurukul? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, Sabaram Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Mandanam Dasam Satyamatma Nivedanam Iti Tum Sarvita Vishnu Vakishnata Vavakana Kriyat Kibhavakta Dhatanam Nivadita Nuttanam. I think this is the best. What? Clearly Bhagavad Tadha. First, iti pumsa pita Vishnu. He has to surrender to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Vishnu is, one is Vishaya Vishnu, Vishaya Bhagavan, another Ashraya Bhagavan. Here Vishnu means, first and surrender lotus feet of Vanathaya Gurudev. If you dedicate yourself to lotus feet of Vanathaya Gurudev, after that, being in good association, if you do Savan Kirtan, then you will be proper bhakti. And if you not surrender yourself, then you will not be proper Navavida bhakti, and this is not the best. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu became very angry. Oh, where you have learned all this thing? Is like our dynasty, like Sandalwood forest, and he is like a forest tree.
and Bhishma is election one to cut down my dynasty. He became very angry. That Sandana, he looked for Sandana Marko, became very scared. We never teach all this thing. Please give our another chance. And he merely a boy, he's somehow or other his intelligence become polluted, or naturally speaking, he will be changed. Then they send him to Gurukul again back. And going to Gurukul, he's learning again. And what happened after that? His problem is telling to again when he come back.
Bolte jabo ki koi bolbo.
After that, what happened? Next week I will speak to you. I'm taking break here. Hare Krishna.
Others, they both fall in the ditch. So this is, you know,
father heard this, of course, he became enraged.
Noi sang buddhi stava duru pramandhi.
And he said, no, you have to. Unless the snare upon the body is the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnava, freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet, in this way can one be freed from material contamination. So Prahlad was teaching that there is no way one can become free from any inebriety of material life unless he accepts the shelter of Krishna. And this is going through accepting the lotus feet of a teacher, a spiritual master, as Madhava was saying, when we speak of taking shelter of Vishnu, of the Lord, it means taking shelter of his two forms. The shelter giving Lord as a spiritual master, and the Lord himself, who is a worship of the Lord. So Prahlad is teaching, unless you do this, unless you take shelter, there's no way you can become free. You have to accept his shelter to go beyond the suffering of the distance. Of course, Hiranyakashipu, when he heard, he was enraged, and he said that this son has become an enemy of our dynasty.
What is after? What is after the torture?
He decided to kill him, and he submitted him to all kind of torture. He got a white elephant to crush him, but Prahlad took a wonderful ride on the back of the elephant, the elephant picked him up on his back. Then he tried to swallow the crystal full of snakes, the snake in army. He threw him in a pot of boiling oil, the oil started to be very cool. When he threw him from the cliff, then the Lord came and rescued him. So in every condition, Prahlad was fearless, because he was always thinking that my Lord is always protecting me, he's with me, I have never seen him fear. One time in Mathura, Guru was speaking, you think you have problems. You have no problems, Prahlad has problems. Prahlad was confronted with his father, a gigantic demon, who had ruled and conquered the whole universe and gave him all kind of trouble, but he always took shelter. He used those problems actually to take even more shelter than the spirit of the Lord. So his father would try by all means to kill him. And he could not succeed. He ordered poison to be given to him. Poison didn't do it. Now Prahlad offered the poison, the poison drink, and to him he wasn't armadal. So Hiranyakashipu was becoming more and more restless. And finally he told him, where do you get your power from? He said, oh, from the same place. And you get your power from the same person who gives power to everyone, who is to lead him to you. And then he said, where is that person?
In charge of the boys.
He went back, he was sent back to the school, and there when he went in the school, when the teachers were away, then he was engaging all his boyfriends.
Requires murder, and even if it requires killing one's own So in, we just heard in this circumstance how Prahlad Maharaj endured all of these torturous conditions given by his father. And he was simply completely immersed in thinking about Krishna. He did not feel any revengeful mood even toward his father. This is the nature of Prahlad Maharaj. Why are we hearing this katha, this Prahlad Charitra? Because to hear about the nature and qualities of Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj, it gives us the proper conception what is a pure devotee. So, if we want to become a pure devotee, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that you must hear the story of Prahlad Maharaj. So many teachings are there. Just like we heard how he was teaching Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sekhanam. What is pure bhakti? What is actual the nine limbs of bhakti? And how he was teaching to his father that unless you smear the dust of the pure Vaishnavas on your body, you cannot understand anything about transcendental knowledge. And unless you give up this attempt to enjoy within this material world, following blind materialistic leaders, you cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj, he infuriated his father because Prahlad was simply explaining his conception, his understanding of pure devotion to God. But because his father was of the best of the demons, the asuras, his father became very, very angry and he tried to kill him. We just heard how he tried to put him underneath the elephant's feet, how he tried to throw him from a mountaintop, put him into a pit of snakes, give him poison, and have demons try to pierce him with weapons. Every possible way that he could think of, he tried to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad could not be killed. This is a very astonishing thing to Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu was so powerful, he had conquered the entire universe. He was actually controlling from the position of Indradev. In Indralok, he was controlling the functions of the universe. So such a great demon, who had overpowered everyone else, he couldn't even kill his own little five-year-old son. So now Hiranyakashipu, after making this attempt, he became very depressed. He lost all hope. So at that time, his counselors, who were also demons, they said, don't worry. This is just a young boy. He will gradually, as he grows up, he'll forget everything. Don't worry. He won't have any aggression towards you. So we will take him and we will place him back in the Gurukula, in the school of the Guru, and there he will learn all the things that you want him to learn, and he will become a great ally of yours. So now, Hiranyakashipu agreed, and Prahlad Maharaj was brought back to the school, and again, he was taught by the same two teachers whom we just heard about again, Shabda and Amarta. So in this way, his education was going on, and he was in the classroom with all of his demoniac friends. They were all sons of demons as well. And in such a classroom, they were simply hearing all materialistic topics. Nothing about transcendental spiritual life or God or anything. Completely atheistic. So Prahlad Maharaj, of course, was not interested in this kind of knowledge. So one day, the teachers had to go out of the room. And we know in the schools in general, when young children see that their teachers have gone out of the room, they now become very happy. And they say, okay, it's time to play now. So all the young boys in the classroom, they all started to approach Prahlad Maharaj. And they said, oh, Prahlad, you should play. Let's play together. Now our teachers are gone. So, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, because he was a pure devotee, he was very, very attractive. And the children were actually very, they had very good feelings toward Prahlad. They actually liked him very much.
After this.
Another mic needed. Another microphone.
Hare Krishna was gathered for the offense of the Lord. Narayana was kirtan dharam chayi vandaram kramam devi saraswati vidyasam kutavya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Vyasadeva. and Vyasadev developed faith in Sri Narada Rishi. We also heard how Prahlad Maharaj told his life history to King Rukhana. So Prahlad Maharaj told his life history, and we heard that from Pujapada Vasananda. For 60,000 years, when my father was doing austerities, I was in the womb of my mother, and I heard Hari Katha for 60,000 years. So Prahlad Maharaj was born as a perfect Jnani Bhakta. Only we are here 7 days, and how much chance we get to hear Hari Katha? How much we advance in 7 days? Imagine 60,000 years. So Prahlad said, Bhajan is very easy. How do you begin? Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta Sarvala Dapane Yansha.
Sangena
Saruna Bhakta Nami Swara Parada Yansha. O Prahlad, one Sushru Saya, Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta. Bhakti begins where? Guru Sushru Saya. It begins from the spiritual master. And what should you do? Sarvala Dapane Yansha. You should offer him everything you have. So what do we have? Actually, do we own anything? What have we created? If husband and wife used to come to Pujamachi Vikramaj, you used to ask, who is that? Maharaj, that's my wife. This is your wife. Did you create her? Then what is ours, actually? Actually, only one thing that we really have. That is our independent desire. So what does Gurudev want? He comes here to collect real estate or to collect money? In the spiritual world, everything is very chintami. You should not think Guru has come to this world to collect a few bits of paper. What does he come to collect from the disciples? That is independence. So bhajan begins from complete surrender to the desire of spiritual master. And what will Gurudev do? He will sangena sangha bhaktanam. Gurudev will train you how to associate with Vaishnavas. What is Vaishnava sadhacha? How we should offer respects to devotees. And then when you know Vaishnava Sarachar and how to respect Vaishnavas, then Iswara Parada Yansha. Then you can become qualified for worshipping the Lord. So the boys became very much astounded at Prahlad Maharaj's wonderful instruction. And they all began chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You're going to forget about the big house. your Mercedes. You're going to forget all about that. And you're going to think about love of God. You talk about Vishnu. Don't you know that Vishnu is my enemy? I despise Vishnu. Where is your Vishnu? Where is he?
Father, you cannot see him. Maybe you need to change your glasses.
Hey, I have the best contact lenses, boy. Don't joke.
Oh, Father, I'm afraid. You cannot see the Lord by being very handsome and ignoring yourself. You cannot see the Lord by material intelligence. You cannot see the Lord by material strength or by material knowledge. You can only see the Lord by pure devotion. Pranamjana, Chukaya, Bhakti, Lord, Janaya.
You
want to see the Lord, you have to have the eyes of pure devotion. The Lord is everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Inside and outside.
He's everywhere.
He is everywhere.
He's everywhere.
In every atom.
Crazy boy. Is he in that pillar?
Father.
Is he in that pillar?
He is in that pillar.
What? What?
And all the assembled by Chandravakaram. So Gurudev has requested a change of mood to Ambarish Maharaj. We've just been hearing the Prahlad Charita. This is from the 7th canto. And now, as we're progressing through the different steps of Bhagavatam, we reach the 9th canto of the pastime of Sri Ambarish Maharaj. Sri Ambarish Maharaj was the emperor of the entire universe, but he had no desire to exploit it. As we've just seen how Hiranyakashipu exploited all his opulences, Ambarish Maharaj, he offered everything to the lotus feet of the Lord. He offered everything he had at the lotus feet of the Lord. And he went to Madhuvan, and he was honoring Ekadashi Vrat for 1 year, glorifying his Ishtadev was Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And just towards the end of that, at the end of that Vrata, the end of that year, when it was time to for his harem to break his fast, the yogi, Durvasa Rishi, he came across the Jamuna, and by his mystic power, he knew that Ambarish Maharaj was about to break his fast for 1 year. So he wanted to test. Durvasa Rishi comes in all of the different yugas for very wonderful reasons. In each time, it's to exemplify the purity of the devotee, in fact. Even though it appears somewhat cantankerous and aggressive and so on. But still, Durvasa Rishi's motive, as Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is explaining, is always to glorify the devotee. But at this time, Durvasa Rishi Maharaj, he came across and he went to see Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj immediately invited him to, you take prasadam, you are come, you are my guest. Durvasa Rishi said, no, just 1 minute, I must go and say my anik in the Jamuna close by. And after saying my anik, I will come and honor Mahaprasad with you. So then, Durvasa Rishi went to the Jamuna and he was performing his anik. Durvasa Rishi at that time was meditating on the Brahman, so his anik was taking a long time. And the time for Param came very close. This time for Param Gurudev was stressed many, many times, every Ekadashi, that this following of Ekadashi is so important for our devotion, the mother of devotion. But the breaking of this Ekadashi is also very important, that we break on time to get the correct strength from this Vrata. So Ambarish Maharaj was very concerned that the time was drawing close, and he consulted all the Brahmins around him. Can I break? What should I do? How should I break? I don't want to break etiquette. There is social etiquette that if a guest comes to visit you, in cultural India, you don't take anything before you have honored the desires of your guest. This is the culture of India. This was in ancient India. Ambarish Maharaj was in Satyayuga. This was hundreds of thousands of years ago. So Ambarish Maharaj, he decided himself that he would break his fast with 3 drops of Charamrita. And this was breaking and not breaking simultaneously. So he thought that this would be the perfect arrangement to break the fast as well as honor social etiquette. But he chose to honor Bhakti Devi more than social etiquette. Socially, he should not have taken anything, but he wanted to honor Bhakti Devi first. So he took that Charamrita. And as soon as he had taken, Durvasa Rishi immediately understood that he had broken his fast before he had fed Durvasa. Durvasa became furious. He came into that assembly hall where Ambarish Maharaj was, and he could see with his mystic power that Ambarish had broken his fast before he had fed him. He began abusing Ambarish Maharaj. What sort of devotee do you think you are? What sort of king do you think you are? What sort of emperor do you think you are? That you're breaking this etiquette. in such a gross way that you're taking before you offend me. Ambarish Maharaj was just completely humble. He was just standing offering pranams, thinking nothing except the welfare of Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi became so infuriated that he tore one of his jati locks out of his head and he smashed it into the ground. From that lock of hair appeared a fiery demon with copper hair and teeth and a trident, all blazing with fire. And Durvasa Rishi directed that demon to go and destroy Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was thinking, Radhe Krishna Marake, Mare Krishna Radhake, if Krishna wants to take my life, that is Krishna's will. If Krishna wants to protect me, that is also his will. He was standing very peaceful and very calm, only meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord as this fiery demon, huge, terrifying demon, stalked towards him. Ambarish Maharaj's devotion and nishtha was similar to Prahlad Maharaj's in the sense of his nishtha was so intact and strong and focused on the Lord. At that time, Sudarshan Chakra, which had actually been bestowed upon Ambarish Maharaj by the Lord previously as a benediction for his devotion, was standing nearby and could not tolerate this insult to his pure devotee. And immediately that Sudarshan Chakra came forward and incinerated that demon to ashes. And then the fiery demon, the Sudarshan Chakra, immediately turned towards Durvasa Rishi. But was Durvasa Rishi standing there very quietly, offering prayers and pranams in recognition of the Lord's supremacy that whatever would happen would be Krishna's will? No. Ambarish Maharaj, he thought, Durvasa Rishi thought he was going to get burnt to ashes. So he ran, he fled from that Sudarshan Chakra. And he fled all the way around the world. He fled in the caves and the oceans. Then he ran into the planets, then the higher planets. Then he ran to Lord Shiva. He begged Lord Shiva, can you protect me from this Sudarshan Chakra? Lord Shiva said, no, I cannot protect you from this. This is out of my hands. And then Durvasa, he ran to Lord Brahma. He asked Lord Brahma, can you protect me from this Sudarshan? Lord Brahma said, no, it is out of my hands. This is from Lord Narayan. So then Durvasa, he ran to Lord Narayan. And then Lord Narayan, he said, Aham Bhakta Paradino. This very beautiful verse, which is saying that I am controlled by the, I am not independent. Lord Narayana is saying, I am not independent. I am dependent on the love of my devotees completely. The devotee in whose heart I am residing, who has no material desires, I am completely controlled by that devotee. At this point, Durvasa Rishi, he realized the greatness of Ambarish Maharaj. And immediately he began to feel repentant for the aggression he'd shown towards Ambarish Maharaj. And Lord Narayan said, the only way that the Sudarshan Chakra can be counteracted is for you to go and beg carefully at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. And only by his potency can that Sudarshan Chakra be checked. So immediately Durvasa Rishi came back to Mathura and then he begged at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, meanwhile, he had been standing, fasting, praying for 1 year, praying that all of his sukriti, all of his highest credit, be bestowed to check this Sudarshan Chakra from incinerating Durvasa Rishi. This is the heart of the pure devotee. Durvasa Rishi, in fact, as he was running around all the universe, all the inhabitants of the different planets, they were asking, why is this great mystic yogi running from this Sudarshan Chakra? What has he done? And they were all realizing and talking about the glories of Ambarish Maharaj. So in other words, Durvasa Rishi, he spread the glories of Ambarish Maharaj all over this universe, completely, all in the different planetary systems. So this is the trick of Durvasa Rishi. So we see from this very beautiful pastime how Krishna will protect his devotee entirely. Ambarish Maharaj is considered a Shuddha Bhakta and is in fact in the progression of bhakti even more exalted than Sri Prahlad because of his worship of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So this is the very brief form, the charita of Amarishma.